Kelly Show.
This, I feel like, is a training video that every veterinarian needs to watch and needs to learn. Kelly, why don't you set this up?
We were tagged in this by our sales manager, Kara. She said this has Ben and Kelly written all over it. So this has been on YouTube for like 5 years, but now it's making the rounds on social media for good reason. So anyone who has ever worked at a veterinary office, it can be difficult to work with unruly felines. And so this is a training video to kind of help new vet techs understand what to do in the situation. Now, in order to make sure that, you know, no animals are stressed out or anything like that, they have a guy play this unruly cat.
Yeah, which is genius, actually. And
yes. And he deserves an Oscar. I mean, from the moment that he's fighting while in the cage to the point where he gets loose and starts jumping on tables and knocking off things from the countertop, it's shockingly realistic. And, you know, honestly, if, you know, someone was coming at you with like an enema or something like that, I'd probably do the fight or flight thing too, right?
Yeah, so we are going to pick it up where she is walking over to the cage for the very first time. And now she says fractious feline, which means
unruly.
Yeah.
So let's move over and see our patient.
Now, keep in mind, that's the dude in the cage.
That's a guy.
As you can see, this patient is very upset. We'll just attempt to...
Okay, so she goes and gets like a animal lasso, like a
Like a lasso on like a stick.
Yeah.
And remove the gloves to give us a little more dexterity, and we'll utilize the catch pole. This allows us to catch the patient and snare him while keeping our distance.
Yeah, and so she
catch him while you're keeping your distance. Yeah.
And now he just starts rolling around and. This is a guy who's just rolling around on the floor. And then you're going to hear, like, the person who's filming it actually starts to laugh, and it's
fun. Now that you've apprehended the feline, it's safe time to reach in and grab him by the scruff of the neck, moving the catch pole, and
this is, again, a veterinary, like, training how-to video, how to handle a cat.
Unruly cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that we have him on the table, and we're going to apply what's called the scarf wrap technique.
All right, so she's trying to apply this, and it goes wrong. The cat, a.k.a. this guy. Yes. he escapes.
Protect ourselves while we give the cat the enema.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. All around. He's jumping on counters. He's knocking off boxes. He's throwing things at her. But this is like literally what a cat would do.
Yes, you are not sticking that in my back door. Thanks so much, lady. I'm out.
So the entire video is about 3.5 minutes long. And
it's magic.
It's fantastic.
And it also reaffirms that vet techs and veterinarians are amazing people. And they deal with amazing things. And they probably don't make enough money. Like, pay them more because they're amazing.
Let's tweet that out so people can see it. At Ben and Kelly Show.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Shall I go first?
Yes, sure, Kelly.
This is a woman for man. We connected, then I crashed.
Oh, okay.
Hoping not literally, but let's find out.
All right.
You were riding the bus. I was driving next to you. Oh, it looks like it's literal.
I think it's literal, yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
You were reading Hemingway. Probably.
Okay.
I was reading the street signs.
Well, that's good.
Which is good that she wasn't reading Hemingway. Yeah, that would be good.
Right.
She's driving. We gazed into each other's eyes.
Oh.
You smiled.
Mm.
And then I crashed into the back of another car.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I'm okay now.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you'd like to meet again sometime. I'd like to buy you a coffee and a scone. Because that's all I can afford. I have to repair my car.
But you know what? Worth it. Worth it.
Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag
if it's forever.
Worth it. All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled Midnight Girl in Pajama Bottoms and Slippers at Walgreens.
That could be me. Oh, I've done that before, yes.
I mean, you're wearing slippers now, so yes.
I am. Look, they're so comfy. Slippers are life.
Man for woman. You had braided black hair and a turtleneck sweater. I had just woken up and was trying to remember what I'd come in for.
That's also been me.
Right? You were playing with the singing kung fu hamsters at the register waiting to buy your items.
Wait a second. Singing kung fu hamsters?
I guess so.
I have not seen those before and I'm upset. Now I'm going to go today and see if I can find them.
I was watching you from over by the Cheetos. I made some rustling noises with the bags to get your attention.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a brief moment of eye contact before the woman started ringing you up.
Because she looked over to see what the noise was.
Right.
Got it.
Right. I made some more rustling noises with the chips and loudly cleared my throat. But you didn't look over.
Why didn't you just say hello?
Right.
Because now you look crazy.
He continues. I started really going at it with a couple bags of Doritos, hoping... hoping maybe you'd come investigate, but you still didn't look and walked out. What is this
shocking
guy? Just over in the
I'm
chip
walking
aisle?
Quickly outside. Yes, no, yeah. I'm walking quickly out.
I was going to follow you. But I was unfortunately and unlawfully detained by a Walgreens employee before I could get out.
Like, wait a second. You got to put the chips back. You're not going to pay, sir.
You haven't left my brain. I've been by the Walgreens several times since, but alas... No pajamas, girl.
No, just keep hanging out, though. She'll be back, I'm sure.
I'd gladly buy you a bag of those chips if we ever meet again.
Right. And did he ever find out why he went to Walgreens to begin with?
You know what?
Did he figure that out?
That wasn't a part of the story, so we don't know.
It took a new priority, I guess.
It did.
Okay.
So whether you're literally running into the back of a bus for love.
Oh, boy.
Or you're searching for that pajama bottom girl in Walgreens.
Yes.
Yes.
That's, I think, the only way that I walk into Walgreens is dressed like that.
I can only mean.
Craigslist missed connection.com.
It's setting the bar. We always give you setting the bar stories that really set the bar for your day very low. All right. Regardless of what happens today to you, you can look back in this moment and say, you know what? Who has two thumbs and didn't do that?
These are great fun. These are great fun life lessons.
We are going to turn your attention to Audrey and Florida. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get more Instagram followers by posing as a high school student, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing she's not a high school student.
She's 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
From CBS Miami.
Police say 28-year-old Audrey Frances Queenie was arrested after she went to American Senior High School yesterday. According to the arrest report, she blended in with the students by dressing like them and carrying a backpack.
Okay.
Oh, wow. She went to the school.
Yeah.
That's commitment to
it is.
The role.
It reminds me of Steve Buscemi in 30 Rock when he did the same thing.
How do you do, fellow kids?
So she's there in the high school. What's she doing?
Police say she went up to several students and gave them information on her Instagram page and asked them to follow her.
Uh-huh.
She was able to leave the campus despite being confronted by security.
Yeah, so she like handed out flyers that had her Instagram handle on it.
Wait
or whatever.
A second. So she wasn't even like trying to get pictures to make it look like she's in high school. She's just like saying, hey, follow me.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, wow.
Police were able to use her social media to find her and to make the arrest.
Yeah. So literally.
Yeah. She didn't find her that way.
I know. So she leaves the school and she's like scot free. Look at my followers go up. I mean, meanwhile.
Oh, wow.
High schooler, are you kidding me? If you're listening right now and you're in high school, if some older lady comes up to you, and trust me, you're going to know she's older, and is like, hey, follow me. Are you going to do it?
No.
No, you're not going to do
no.
it. Absolutely not.
Stranger danger.
Right. And well, beyond that, you're just going to be like, get out of here, freak. And,
yeah. Okay. And not that we're saying 28 is old. I mean, that is not old by any means. But in comparison to high school.
Yeah. When you're in high school, when you're pushing 30, you're like,
yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay,
but
whatever,
again,
old
she
lady.
She looks youthful. in her shot. In her mug shot.
In her mug shot, you meant to say. Sure.
She, you know what? Must have good moisturizer.
Oh, yeah. So, I wonder what skincare she uses.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, Instagram is one of those beasts that we have to deal with nowadays where some of you use it a lot. Some of you use it just for, you know, fun. Others take it a little bit more seriously, like Audrey, and is really thinking, I'm an influencer and I need more followers and I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Did she think here's what really boggles my brain. She just kind of thought that, you know, high schools are just, you know, public places that people can just wander and go mingle with the kids. That's frowned upon.
That is frowned upon. Yes, you're right. You're right. All right. So there you go. That's setting the bar. Managed to make it through the day without trying to get more Instagram followers by posing as a high school student. You're doing okay.
I'm confident all of our listeners will avoid that today.
How do you do, fellow kids?
And that is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. You know, you have a problem or even a question. You just want to toss it out and be like, all right, I just want to get a lot of opinions on this just so I know how to move forward with whatever is plaguing me. You come to us, Ben and Kelly.
We've got friends. They have opinions. We're going to help you through this.
Throw us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. Reach out. Let you walk through it. Hey there, Dale. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. So thanks for allowing us to get in touch with you. Tell us what you wrote us. Like, just walk us through that.
Well, you know, I've been listening to your show for a while. Maybe I missed this, but I don't think I've ever heard you talk about the naked disclaimer that I just heard about.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, here's the situation. I'm seeing this really nice woman, and we've been out on several dates. Things are going good. You know, we're really into each other. Things are moving in the right direction.
Great.
And this weekend, you know, she invited me to the Gorge, you know, just the two of us, and we're staying in her family's cabin.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
You know, things may happen.
Oh. And, I get it.
Yeah. So I'm telling my buddy all about this, and he says, you know, since we maybe seen each other naked for the first time, that I should give her the naked disclaimer.
And
I'd never heard this term before, and apparently it's when you need to warn the other person before you take your clothes off of what they may see.
All right, so is there something about you that she needs to be warned about? Like, describe yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah, here's the thing. I'm average build, average height, average weight, but I've got a big chest tattoo of an eagle spreading its wings with its talons out like it's catching prey.
Oh!
Yeah. And it's the only tattoo I have, and, you know, it ain't little.
Wow.
So you're gonna see it.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, got it when I went to college, and it's been a conversation piece ever since. You know what? I don't regret it. I don't regret doing it way back then, but, you know, hindsight were 2020, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. I get it.
And there's one other thing. I have a third nipple.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. So chest tattoo, third nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my buddy knows all this already, and he says, you can't take your shirt off without telling her about your tattoo and your nipple. I mean, it's going to scare her off, and it's going to ruin everything.
So,
you know, I'm thinking about this, and I thought, who better to ask? Your listeners. I mean, it's not like I'm cheating or having, like, a, you know, crazy scandal I got to deal with. But I'm, you know, I'm just hoping you guys help me make the right decision, and, you know, hopefully she and I can share some special time this weekend.
Oh, wow. Dale, I appreciate you trusting your weekend with us. I think, the naked disclaimer. I appreciate that. All right, Dale, hang tight. We got a bunch of people texting in, and regardless of what happens, I'd love a follow-up after the weekend.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, I can do that.
All right, great. Thank you,
really,
Dale.
You want him to report back after his night of sexy time? What is happening with you?
That
was a little much.
Like, whether it happens or not, or, like, what a reaction is, because...
Okay, like, I'm fine, thanks.
Kelly, you're a woman.
Yeah.
Would you want to know something like that before?
Yes. How do you bring up that, though, in conversation? Like, well, I guess maybe he could just be like, hey, do you have any tattoos? I do. And then tell the story. And I'm wondering if, now I'm wondering, and maybe you're wondering the same thing, if the nubbin, that's what I call the third nipple, the nubbin, because don't you think of Chandler, Friends?
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if that's a part of the tattoo.
I think so. That's probably why he got the tattoo, thinking back on that. Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Really big.
Maybe.
It sounds like it's really big. So since it's, you know, that big, then, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Maybe we just kind of like playfully throw it out there, like, hey,
okay,
do you have any tattoos? I got kind of a big one, you know.
All right, 502-571-9970. I'll toss the number out.
Well, Seth says, just casually ask, you into nipples?
Because guess what?
You're in luck. I got more than the average guy.
God. Yeah.
And Gianna says, me Googling third nipple to look at the images.
Right. Oh, okay.
Now, see, Mary Kate said, I think telling her versus not depends on the type of person he thinks she is.
Right.
If he runs the risk of either weirding her out or not showing confidence, I personally couldn't care less. I think it helps that I do have tattoos.
Yeah.
Asking her if she has any is probably the best move.
Hmm.
And then John is all like, hey, you can incorporate this into jump-starting sexy time, saying use a tattoo topic as the icebreaker to move into that time. Do you have any tattoos? Cool.
Well,
I got
guess
one.
What?
Let me
take
you.
My shirt off.
That's right.
Andrew the Love Doctor always calls our show, has advice. So what should he do?
Just have a conversation with the woman.
Andrew the Love Doctor, how do you bring it up?
Well, here's how you bring it up. I mean, they've been on several dates. I would have already thought the tattoo would have been a conversation piece by now. But if it's not, just talk about it. Say, hey, what do you think about tattoos? Well, I've got blah, 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 whatever, right? And then there's also something else you might need to know about that I was born with, or however that comes about.
Yeah.
Just have a conversation and just say, hey, I'm not really comfortable talking about it, but I wanted to let you know that I do have a third nipple. I was born that way. There's not anything I can do about it.
Yeah.
If she likes him, and it sounds like she does,
right,
it's not going to be an issue, dude.
Okay.
If you're into somebody like he says they are, if you're really into somebody, it doesn't matter.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you. I'm crossing my fingers for him, man, okay?
Me too. I want to follow up. Keep on loving, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Hey there, it's Mary. Right there, so what is your thought on this whole thing?
So I was thinking that it doesn't really matter about the tattoo and his extra nubbin.
Uh-huh.
From my experience, most people that are really into you, that's something that's not...
a deal breaker.
Yeah, exactly. So if he's really worried about that, then maybe the person that he's pursuing maybe isn't the right person for them. As a woman, I also have a nubbin.
Uh-huh.
And any guy that I've ever went out with most definitely did not pay attention to the nubbin.
Okay.
It was most definitely, like...
Yeah.
I think it's sweet of him to be concerned about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it wouldn't be a deal breaker.
All right, so Mary, yes or no, should he tell her before he removes the shirt or not?
If he's that concerned about it, yeah.
Mary, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, and then, you know, Tish is like, bring it up lightheartedly. If he really likes you, it'll be fine. If she really likes you, it'll be fine. We all have body insecurities.
Yes, that is true. That's the thing, is everybody kind of says, you know, if she's the right person, that's not going to be a deal breaker. But I think the bigger issue was, do we tell her ahead of time before we show her?
I know.
And I feel like, I feel like you can bring that up. And I would appreciate he just tell her the same story he told us.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I was talking to my buddy, and listen, I think things are going awesome between us. And I think that she'd be flattered that he thinks, you know, he really likes her enough that he's telling his buddies about her.
Yeah, and the only thing that I see about, like, saying the naked disclaimer to her is being presumptuous, because I've been guilty of being presumptuous before, and
don't say it too soon.
Right, exactly. And that took me back a few steps where I guarded myself so much that I was like, I'm not bringing any of that stuff up ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Until
we're not there yet.
Right. And so,
but if she's inviting him on an overnight trip to the, so I feel like it's probably a safe zone for him to assume some stuff.
Dale, tell us what happens at the Gorge Monday.
Oh, God. The eagle has landed.
The eagle has landed. Kelly, will you reveal to me, talk to me, walk me through the last Google search you just did?
Really? Do I have to say it out loud? Oh, okay. Does Mark Wahlberg have a third nipple? Listen, this is why. Because Gretchen texted us some mind-blowing information, celebrities with multiple nipples. Yeah, and this is all to help Dale feel better.
Right.
From group therapy. Lily Allen, Harry Styles, Mark Wahlberg, Tilda Swinton.
Wow.
And then there were three more that I couldn't see. But I was like, listen, I feel like I've seen Mark Wahlberg
without his shirt.
Shirtless many times. And I don't recall seeing anything like that. Well, sure enough.
Look at that.
When you look at the images, it's kind of, it looks like it's below his, what is it, maybe his left side.
Okay.
But it looks more like a mole, and it's kind of like almost on the under boob, like his, his pec.
Sure.
And he's kind of got big pecs, so it kind of gets concealed. But even like in old modeling pictures, there it is.
There it is.
But it looks more like a mole.
Would you look at that?
Hang on, I gotta click out of the other things I was looking at.
Man, you've been learning a lot about nipples, haven't you?
Listen, there's been a lot of nipple learning, courtesy of the text line, because Jessica sent a link to supernumerary nipple, learned about that, which is fun. Andriana texted, my husband's got some, his cousin's got a total of seven. So
I'm just going to say, I hear this audio clip reoccurring on the show at some point.
Please, no. I say so many bad things soon to come as back it to haunt me.
Came out of your mouth. All right, what are you working on, Kelly?
What are you going to say, so much nipple learning today?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Now, you know what? I want to circle back on Dale's situation real quick, because I feel like we, collectively, may have given him the wrong advice.
What do you mean?
Okay, so we kind of left it with, yeah, go ahead and bring up the tattoo and the nipple before, you know, you take the shirt off.
When you say it like that, it sounds weird.
But then, now, that was before I dug into Facebook, but there were a lot of people on Facebook that were like, and ruin the surprise? Like,
oh,
that,
really? They think she wants to be surprised?
Well, but and this is all female comments, like, it's a surprise. Like Kate says, no naked disclaimer. If anything, it just draws attention to whatever it is. Also, some things are just better to be found out in the moment. Your friend is weird for even bringing that up. Rachel is all like, I think it'd be a nice surprise. You don't want everything to be out in the open. That's what exploring and experiencing new relationships is all about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, you know what? Don't just let it be a surprise and then talk about it.
Okay, so then if you see her react in a weird way, then discuss.
Yeah, so I might
take a chance.
I might be flipping on what I originally was thinking. Like, yeah, maybe you want to go in there, just bring it up before the weekend.
Okay. See, now, well, and the other thing that made me slightly nervous is what if she's totally thinking, like, we're not ready for that yet, even though she's invited him to an overnight trip to the Gorge. But if he starts to talk about it and then it's too soon, that can ruin it, too.
I'm a big believer because I've been burned by it before.
So just let her drive the bus on that.
Yeah. Maybe that's not for everybody.
You playfully discover it together. Maybe. Does he act like he doesn't
know? Did I not bring that up? Wait, how did that get on there?
Wait a second. I have one of those? Anyways. That's weird. I didn't have that yesterday.
You can hear the original call. And then we can go round and round about this, but really, I just need Dale to follow back up with
us. But
that's
wait,
really...
are we landing on now? Don't tell her. Just let her drive the bus, see how things unfold,
and then
let us know. The eagle has landed.
Yes, let's, let's give him...
the eagle lands.
Let's see if it lands. All right. We need to move on.
I'm invested. And I'm also going to be searching way more pictures
of celebrities with extra nipples.
Then DJX.
All right, I'm going to frame this as in the bar story. These are examples of what not to do. But you can really know that you can look at it from a bunch of different ways. Maybe even see it as a redemption story, see it as a feel good story. But it definitely has a little drama in it, all right?
It's got a lot of that.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without planning an elaborate fake wedding just to get back at your ex, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I think the intention was, let's make him jealous. you know, he'll see it on the gram and be like, what?
That's exactly what Sarah wanted to do when she broke up with her boyfriend back in 2019. She immediately started, like, devising this little scheme in her head. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pretend like I just got married. And so she literally rounded up her friends. She rented a venue. She got a guy to play the groom. And
she rented a groom.
Yes. Yes. And this is all going down in Germany, right? And so she has a big photo shoot. You know, she takes, you know, the candid photos of, you know, the happy bride and the groom. And she takes pictures at a, quote, reception. Now, you don't see a whole bunch of people in these photos. They're just like photos of just a couple people, but
her close friends.
Yeah, but
she recruited to do this. But I'm wondering how much money she really did drop on this.
Yeah, but the idea is there. And so did her plan work? Which, here, let me play for you the TikTok that she then just recently posted that is now over 2 million views. She's like, remembering the time when I faked getting married and had a photo shoot to trick my ex. And it just shows her in all these different scenes.
There was someone so pleasant about that.
Looked like a gorgeous wedding.
Yes, yes, hand in hand with her husband looking over the shoulder and everything, holding hands.
I mean, the groom is pretty hot. Like, wouldn't that be perfect if they ended up getting together?
Yeah, so
now that's an epic love story.
So here's where it turns. Did the plan work? Yes, he did see it on Instagram.
And immediately
reached back out and wanted to come over and just talk. And
he accused her, though, of like cheating while they were together.
Yep. And she was like
he was like, well, how could this have happened? Timeline and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, there's no way that could happen because this is all a setup. And so she then blocked him and deleted him from her social media and her life. So redemption. Is it crazy or is it genius, Kelly?
I feel like it's crazy, but she, you know, now she's in a good place. She's happy being single. So it ended up well. Like, I feel like she got the results she wanted. He did reach back out. He regretted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's ultimately what she wanted. And then she was able to like be like, nope, sorry. And
yeah,
now she's happily single.
If I'm her ex-boyfriend and I find out that this is all a setup, I'm thinking I dodged a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's my thought. Like, she's a cute girl, and I think, you know.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, crazy, but yes, this is genius. And I'm like,
yes,
ooh.
It's crazy genius, but why? Don't ever do that. Like, I need to know how much money she dropped on it.
If you've got a great story of you, some elaborate scheme to get back at an ex, would love for you to share. I know it may not be to the extreme of Sarah's.
No, and you know what? Always the best revenge is just living your life well and being happy and successful.
Well,
maybe
I think that's like what she was trying
deception
to show him.
Yeah. Is, well, yeah, but it was elaborate deception at the root of it.
That was elaborate deception for sure. And then
Kelly.
So to what extreme did you go through to get back at an ex? We just told you the story of Sarah, who literally staged an entire wedding photo shoot after she broke up with her ex-boyfriend just to make him jealous and think that she had been cheating on him the entire time and immediately switched and got married the second they got broken up with.
I mean, it's absolutely psychotic, but
it really
got her to a happy ending, I guess, of being single and having the satisfaction of making him regret his decision to leave the relationship with her.
Got a message from Heather. Hey, all, my ex tried to do the same thing to me.
Wait, do you mean like stage a wedding that was fake?
She writes, he posted a bunch of photos of him and another woman he supposedly proposed to.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Engagement photos.
Oh.
Yes, I was angry, but I started seeing comments on his photos like, wow, you move quickly. And you're engaged already? Didn't you just break up with Heather? I texted him that I knew he didn't get engaged. He kept with the lie. It was only until later.
Well, yeah, commitment to the bit.
Yeah, at that point, you're in too deep, man. You gotta just roll with it. You gotta roll with it.
At that point, you move her in.
Yeah.
You go buy a ring. You make this legit.
Heather says, it was only until later I found out that that was one of his sister's friends, and it was all staged. So.
Oh, wow. That is, man, when you have your village that you pull in and is willing to go down the dark path with you.
Yes.
Yeah, you're totally an accomplice. Wow.
That's funny.
Oh, dang.
Like, how did he think that was going to end up? Like, did he think he was going to win Heather back? And then knowing that his sister and her friends, like, helped out with the descent, was that ever going
Kelly,
to be?
Kelly.
Was that going to be
Kelly,
funny at some Kelly, point? Kelly, at Thanksgiving, Kelly. They're all going to laugh about it?
Kelly,
no?
Kelly.
Yeah.
Guys don't think that far in advance.
Okay. Well, I'm just impressed that he came up with that kind of scheme to begin with. I mean, typically I don't give men that kind of credit either to come up with something that elaborate and crazy psycho, right?
I mean, listen, we are masters of starting something and not finishing it, all right? So this was 100% the case where he's like, I know what I'm going to do. Who cares? I'll figure it out later.
Fake fiance. It's going to be great.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelsey, you got it. All caps must mean it's real. She says, please play We the Kings. I love you so much. I'm assuming that's the tone in her tweet.
Probably. I think you nailed it.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 DJX, your requests make up our playlist. Brittany, we got you. Maybe some Calvin Harris this morning to start the day off with good vibes. She says, I feel so close. I feel it. It is a vibe, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Ah, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Christia says, my 3-year-old daughter has become obsessed with Genie in a Bottle. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Say no more, fam.
All right.
Say no more.
The 3-year-old needs to hear some Genie in a Bottle. All right. Love it.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Also, hey, Liana.
For a 3-year-old. Love it. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kayla, remember that song by Houston? I like that. Love it when you pull out these randoms. Love it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. That's all we do on Thursdays between 8:30 and about 9. We play them back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or at 99.7 DJX.
Morgan says Eminem, Real Slim Shady.
All right, Eminem. We all got right. You. Throwback Thursday. Not up. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. Sorry. It's just what we've done because we can get more songs in our little mix. And you don't need to hear the entire thing. It's like you just get
a little taste.
Yeah, you get about 60 to 90 seconds of it. And you're like, you know what? That's good. That's good. Absolutely. All right. Throwback Thursday.
Heather said, how about Nelly hot in her because work is refusing to turn on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. That's
like literally hot in here.
Oh, that is rough. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we got to kind of let it get to the I think my butt getting big part, right? I think my butt getting big. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I had to let it play through that part, right?
Absolutely. Hey, April said, been awake for an hour and a half, already broke my favorite cup, melted my name tag, running late for work, get in my car, and have 7 miles of gas left.
Dang.
Having a bad day.
All
so
right, prayers for you.
It's going to turn around, April.
Prayers
and
for you.
And then Kylie says, oh, man, she is in a mood, I'm guessing. She once gives you hell. Shout out to Laughter and Lullabies Childcare.
Oh. Okay, so I don't know if she's an employee there or if she just dropped her kid off there, but all right, we got your throwback.
I wake up every evening.
Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Kylie was an employee.
Oh, okay.
So it's intended the way we thought.
All right, good. So we got a text along with a picture. So that's always fun. It says, hey, Ben, in parentheses, Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
These dudes, your biggest fans, would love to hear some Nickelback to start their school day. The Brodeo.
You can't. Look at them.
How can we say no to a bunch of? I mean, one of them's a ginger just like me. So
you really can't.
I mean, I'll throw this. Also, we'll, two birds with one stone. Paige needs Rockstar by Ben's favorite band. Hashtag Nickelback. So let's do it. Prepare to put your rock pants on.
I'm through with standing in line at clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way.
Throwback Thursday, yes.
Hey,
be a rock star. 99.7 DJX.
You're in your happy place now.
I was in my happy place there for a hot sec.
Yeah.
Say no. say no more.
Appropriate.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Okay, so this is for 9-year-old Drew. Allie texted. She says, Drew's heading to the dentist. He's nervous. Can you play something fun so he'll ease up and know that we've got his back? Also, his baby cousin's being born today. So maybe cushion?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Baby cousin being born.
Yep.
Mommy probably doing this.
Probably.
She's working on a baby. Push it. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Hopefully that baby comes out all right.
Yep, and looks like it worked. Drew is looking confident. Have a great time at the dentist, buddy.
So here's my question to you. You are an aficionado of NSYNC and all things boy bands, am I right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I am.
So Tiana says, let's hear some NSYNC. It's going to be May. So, sorry, your request is getting denied, but thank you.
Oh, my God. No, you can give her something else from the NSYNC library. It is vast. It is wide.
All right. All right, we'll do this.
There you go. That's good.
We haven't heard this in a while. Your request was processed, but denied. We apologize. However, we hope you enjoy this alternative. All right? Throwback Thursday. I want you back. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. We're celebrating my dad who just graduated from Mortuary College. Is that...
Oh, my God.
Is that an actual, like, college to learn how to be a... mortician?
A mortician?
Is that?
I'm guessing.
Is that?
Okay. I was 2 years old when I learned there was a college for but I'm guessing you got to learn how to do it somewhere.
I love it.
There's a special skill set
there. I love it. Listen, you know what?
That's awesome.
More money, more problems, right? Am I right now that he's graduated from college? Throwback Thursday.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, now what you gonna do with a crew that got money?
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. You can always text us, 502-571-9970. That's our text and request line. It's like 2-for-1 right there.
Oh my God, Aaron said, some birds just flew directly into my windshield and I definitely have my moonroof open.
Oh no.
I have no song request. I just needed to tell someone.
Aw, we're so happy we were the ones that you decided to tell.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
All right, but I got a song for you, okay?
Okay.
Hands up if you're not driving.
I'm like a bird.
For Nelly Furtado! Throwback Thursday!
You're beautiful. I'm like a bird. I'll only fly away. I don't know where my soul is.
It's in Aaron's car. Plastered on her roof.
Crying, laughing emojis. She loved it.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. There you go. All right. It lasts, it goes pretty fast, but every Thursday we do this throughout. Just play a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while back to back. Every single week here on 99.7 DJX.
Wow. So much fun.
Yeah, it is. Always a fun little train every single time when it leaves the tracks. We have no idea where it's going to go. You kind of make
up. You're the conductor.
Yep, for sure. Paige checks in and says, when you get to work super early, but have to stay in your car to finish Throwback Thursday. Yep.
That's right.
I gotcha.
DJX.
Humans. could, through their butts.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. You can't just say a sentence like that without any sort of a warning, sir.
Listen, that's the type of headline you're not going to ignore, right?
Maybe
so
not.
There's a study in Japan that found humans might be able to actually do that, and it's for real.
Come on.
So I guess certain types of fish can absorb oxygen through their intestines to stay alive in emergencies. Scientists were like, huh, wonder if mammals can do the same thing.
Don't turtles breathe through their butts?
Yes.
Didn't we learn that on this show?
Yes. They're not mammals, though.
Okay.
But the answer to that question is yes. Apparently, blood vessels in the old rectum appear to work the same way. Okay, so these experiments, they gave rats oxygen-rich enemas to see if their butts absorbed it.
Are you kidding me right now? What did they do, like plug their noses and then see if they start breathing out of their butts? I don't understand this research.
The blood oxygen levels did go up. And so they haven't tried it on humans, but the science would work the same way.
But did it reach the lungs? Are we wired to where the breathing goes directly into the lungs, right? I don't think they're connected to our butts, are they not?
So
did I skip anatomy? I can't remember.
They say that this could lead to new emergency treatments when people can't get enough oxygen into their bloodstream, is to give them the old oxygen enemas.
Enema?
Enema. I'm using the thumb motion of oxygen. Stop. Enema.
Stop doing
enema.
The motion.
Enema.
Try to concentrate on your words. Enema. Okay. So really that we can use to breathe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, our blood needs oxygen, yes. But is that separate from the breathing that happens with the lungs?
Yeah, Kelly, now you're asking questions I don't have answers for.
Okay, I was going to say I was a comm major. I don't think we covered any of that. But this doesn't sound like that you could just start plugging your nose and just see if you start breathing out your
butt. Yeah, I think it's...
Like, I don't think that's the kind of thing.
It's to increase oxygen levels in your bloodstream. So,
okay, that's not going to be a new option for you.
No. And it's only going to be used in emergency situations. And it hasn't even, like, been tested on humans yet. But they're just saying the science is there.
Okay.
All right.
But blood oxygen really is what we're talking about.
Right.
But I'm just trying to avoid someone saying, hey, you know what I heard on Ben and Kelly today? That I can breathe out my butt. And then they start trying that. And then they're not successful.
Right.
And then
right.
we get blamed.
Well. So again, you come here for the music and the laughs, and then you walk away having knowledge that you didn't know you had.
That's not knowledge.
Humans could potentially breathe through their butt. There you go.
I don't think they can. That's not happening.
Chris texts in and says, imagine CPR of the future.
Oh, my God!